At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome into Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. He is Jay Kasson. I am Kate Constable. We're in for Sam and Joe today, and we've got a full show for you talking a ton of NFL football. NFL football, that's kind of redundant. National Football League, right? We have Monday Night Football.
You don't want to talk CFL, Kate? You don't want to talk Canadian Football League?
You know what? Hey, we could. That would make the show very interesting. But we have Monday Night Football. It wasn't the most interesting game in the world, but we're going to talk about it. We also have a full Week 11 slate coming up. Some college football, Heisman talk, all that. Yeah, I mean, Jake, I can't lie. I'm not a big Is XFL still going on? Honestly, I don't know.
You're asking the wrong person. I guess. I think, doesn't it usually start like right after the Super Bowl? Like, don't they try to corner the market then? I feel like it's like they start in like March or something. I don't know.
But I also feel like those leagues get canceled all the time and then a brand new one pops up the next year to try and replace it. But it's the exact same thing, just with a different name.
Yeah, I think they had a merger. This is so stupid. I think they had a merger. Like, didn't the UFL and XFL merge or something? Sure.
Oh, we don't know the answers to that. So let's talk about the answers we do know. And that's at least what happened in the Monday Night Football game. Jake, that was one of the most boring football games I've watched in a long time. Up until the final, 5 minutes of the game. It was like watching paint dry.
I would argue it was worse than watching paint dry. Like, that was hard to watch because we all were hyping this game for about a week now, if not longer. Oh, this is going to be the game of the week. Everybody lock in, clear your schedules, NFC heavyweights, let's go. And then it was like having your nails pulled. Like, it was like having a tooth pulled. Like, you're watching this and it's just punt, punt, horrible fumble. It's just, it was bad. I mean, both quarterbacks were, under 100 yards at halftime passing? It was just brutal to watch. It was not fun.
Jordan Love was under 100 yards going into the fourth quarter. I want to say he had 84 going into the fourth. That's a big fourth. Finished with 176, but yeah, it was nasty. If you love defense, then you probably loved that game last night. The defenses showed up.
Oh, your dad and your uncle and your dad's weird friend who you don't try to have one-on-one conversations with, they all loved what happened. Like, yeah, we're back to old school football. This is what the NFL was built on. It was just brutal. And after that Thursday night game, brutal national standalone games for the NFL this week between Thursday night and Monday Night Football. Like, those sandwich spots, not great. Not what you wanted.
Yeah, not at all. Saquon Barkley, 22 carries, only 60 yards after a big game last week where he had over 100 rushing yards. I don't want to say necessarily, he did continue to struggle. 2.7 yards per carry. That's not very good, as long as 15 yards. Mm. I mean, I think you credit a lot of that to Green Bay's run defense as well. DeVonta Smith, he had the lone touchdown in this game. scratch that. Josh Jacobs scored for the Packers late. But the lone touchdown for the Eagles, a pretty nice 36-yard touchdown pass. That was great. A.J. Brown, are we going to get another cryptid tweet today? He had 2 catches, 3 targets, 13 yards. How do you not get A.J. Brown going a little bit more than that? Like the Bears, Rome Odunze didn't have a catch in the previous game in week 9. Rome Odunze's dad takes to the internet. I don't think that influenced Ben Johnson by any means. But then the very first pass of the Bears game, they go to Rome, get him going a little bit. Why can't you do something like that with A.J. Brown?
Is it because they don't need to? Like, I mean, I guess, granted, after last night, maybe you'd argue that they do need to. But yeah. Do you chalk it up because the Eagles have so many weapons and that you really don't need to feed A.J. Brown as much as, say, like a Bears team would need to, a Bears team that needs that superstar? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure we're getting something insane from A.J. Brown. I hope it's during the show. That would be amazing. I hope he rolls over, gets out of bed, and just hits send. At this point, I feel like A.J. Brown just has, in his drafts, like, I feel like he just has a bunch of drafted tweets that he just saves, and he just picks one whenever he wants to be, you know, a little salty, and he just hits send. Like, I don't think these are coming off the dome anymore.
That's actually a great idea, his content calendar. I mean, that's what brands do all the time, get those tweets out
scheduled,
in the drafts and ready to go.
Tweets.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that we have to talk about from this game, and not just kind of the implications of the Packers losing this, but also what in the world was Sirianni doing going for it on 4th and 6th when the Packers' only chance of really tying the game was kicking a field goal? And basically you set them up in fairly good field goal position, sir. Thankfully, like, they didn't quite get enough for that kick to be close. But that was extremely questionable call.
I also feel like this is the yearly, what is Nick Sirianni doing? Like, I feel like we're at this point every year where Eagles fans start to turn on him. Us, the quote unquote, the proverbial us in the media start to be like, is this guy really that good of a head coach? Like, yes, he's been to a couple Super Bowls. He's won one. But is he really that good of a coach? And it's moments like that where you feel like, if the Eagles are going to make a deep playoff run and they're going to maybe make a run to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl, like, they kind of got lucky. I don't want to say lucky, but is what it is. Like, I already said it twice, so I guess we're in this boat now. Like, they kind of got lucky in that they were so much better than everybody last year, where they just blitzed teams. And Sirianni didn't have to make a lot of tough calls, or, you know, knife edge calls, as we like to call them, in tough spots where I feel like time after time, it feels like he's really not that great at making those calls, even though he does have a championship, even though he does have a really good team. The record speaks for itself. But I feel like at the end of the day, when it comes to crunch time, 9 times out of 10, he's going to make a call that makes you go, what? Are we sure this is the right move? But, I mean, it works out. They're getting away with it.
I mean, he's lucky McManus didn't quite have the leg in the practice kick that he got, which then essentially told Matt LaFleur that they needed to go for it in other manners. But, like, had the Packers tied the game and possibly gone on to win in overtime, like, that is all anyone would be talking about in this game. Not the way the defense played, not the way Jalen Hurts played down the stretch. Like, it would only be that. Why even put yourself in that situation? I don't understand that, especially when your defense all game gave up 7 points, and that was late in the fourth quarter. Like, kick the ball, kick it, and trust your defense to not even allow the Packers to get anywhere close to field goal range.
Nick Sirianni's getting that itch to take his kids up to the podium after. Use them as a vest, as a barrier between him and the media. He's got that itch. He's like, my kids haven't been seen on camera in a while. Let's do something stupid so I can bring them up to the post game and, you know, use them so people feel bad for me and don't ask me too many hard questions. I don't know. I don't know what the exact answer is. And the thing is, too, Kate, like, that was really cold last night, obviously, in Lambeau, like, not great kicking conditions. If that kick happens 3 months ago, probably nails it, right? Like, warmer conditions, softer football, like, probably makes that kick as opposed to a weird November where it's horribly cold out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was chilly last night. That didn't look fun.
Chilliest morning, too. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I do have to go outside today. Yesterday, I didn't have to, thankfully. Packers 3 losses this season. They've given up 13, 16, and 10 points. That's brutal. When you give up that few of points, your defense plays that well, but your offense can't get going. And I feel like that's something that we've seen around the league for a couple teams, is just like the offenses this year aren't quite as potent, as dominant as we have in last year. But like, if you're the Packers and you're giving up less than or just over two touchdowns a game, you're expecting to win those games. So is this concerning for the Packers, or more of a good sign that their defense is still playing well? It's just the offense needs to catch up. Like, how do you even make sense of that?
I feel like for me, when I'm watching this, because I mean, remember just what, 4 weeks ago, we were crowning the Packers NFC champions. We were saying, mm-hmm. get those tickets in, make those bets. And now a couple of weird losses to the Panthers and the loss last night, and we're kind of reevaluating things. But I think that the offense, I'm not, you should be worried, obviously, but I feel like the offense can catch up, because we've seen Jordan Love hit that second gear in the second half of the season. I mean, Kate, me and you were talking on Saturday on the Better Angle. It's almost Toyotathon. It's almost Jordan Love season. Yep. We've seen this with him, where he hits that gas pedal in the second half of the season. Hell, that's why he was able to get that giant contract a couple of years ago, because his play down the stretch at the end of the, what was it, 23-24 season. So I feel like the offense will be fine for the Packers, especially as they get healthier. Matthew Golden didn't play last night, which isn't a huge thing, but he's a rookie receiver who has the potential to be your number one. You know, you always have Christian Watson in and out, and he played last night and played pretty well. But
Tucker Kraft being like out last night, I think, was really big too.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And I feel like that is what the Packers are kind of, they're in the fallout stage almost of, like, they're figuring out what this is without Tucker Kraft, because let's be honest, he was your number one. He was your number one receiver. He was Jordan Love's favorite target. So now I feel like they're still kind of piecing it together, but at least you know you have the defense, and the defense can do things like that, where I know they lost the game, but you hold the Philadelphia Eagles to 10 points. It's a moral victory. I know there's no real moral victories in the NFL, but you know, in November right now, you kind of take that, especially because the Packers are still very much in contention, especially for the division.
Super Bowl odds right now reshuffled after last night. Eagles 7-1, third shortest odds. They're sitting behind the Kansas City Chiefs and the Rams. Packers way down the board. I'm not even seeing. Oh, Packers right now are 15-1. If you go over to the divisions, the Eagles have essentially run away with that division. They're minus 4,000. No one is betting that right now. At least I hope you're not. NFC North division race. Yeah, it's still the Lions and the Packers, right? The Bears are plus 750. Vikings aren't even in the race. Lions minus 125. Packers plus 175. I just am not sure I'm comfortable even like at this price. It's nothing phenomenal, but the Packers are still like squarely in this race. They've only played one division game, so they still have five more to go, which I think is a good sign for the Packers. And they beat the Lions in their lone game first week of the season, and that's when we all jumped on the Packers being like, this is a Super Bowl caliber team because their defense, Micah Parsons, blah, blah, blah. I still think this is the Lions division to lose. I'm not going to bet into that at minus 125, but I have a lot more faith in the Lions right now than I do in the Packers.
How many people, Kate, are going to open up the odds board today and look at the standings and see that the Bears are tied for the NFC North lead with the Packers and with the Lions, and the Packers just, what is it, a half game behind because of the tie. And they're going to look at the odds and see the huge discrepancy. Like, how many people on hashtag gambling Twitter are going to give out the Bears today? It's going to be more than one. It's like, there's going to definitely be hashtag value. Got to get it. Price is wrong. Meanwhile, the Bears have played two division games. They still have to play the Lions again. They still have to play the Vikings again. They still have to play the Packers twice. It's not great. Oh, by the way, the Bears still have to play the 49ers and the Eagles.
Yeah. The Bears schedule gets increasingly difficult.
It's not awesome.
Over the second half of the season. But I will say the Packers is not all that easy as well. Sure, they have the Giants next week in New York, but then you go division Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago. You have a break in division games, but you go to Denver and take on the 8-2 Broncos. I don't love Bo Nix this year. I think a lot of people are probably in that boat, but that's still a very good football team. division game against the Bears. Then you go Baltimore, Minnesota. Like, it is going to be tough sledding for the Green Bay Packers. So that, and that's also why I'm not even going to look at them for the division right now, because if you don't have an offense, you're not beating a lot of those teams. You're not beating the Ravens, who are going to put up a boatload of points, or even the Lions. Like, yeah, that Broncos offense isn't great as well, but that's going to be a deep slugfest. Whereas I think the Lions schedule a little bit easier. They have the Giants, they have Dallas, they have Pittsburgh. Sure, you have a Rams team mixed in there, a couple of divisions, but like those three that I just named are very winnable for Detroit.
Are we saying there's hashtag value on the Lions at a minus price to win the NFC North? I'm genuinely asking, like, that might not be wrong. Like, I know it's a minus price, but you could argue that it should be even longer.
Yeah. I mean, now that we talk through that and talk through the schedules,
something to think about. Kate, really fast before we go to break, I know we only have a minute, but the room last night, 4-1. The room smashed last night. And we've said this before, like, every now and then the room finds one. And it, granted, it took till the end, basically, but Devonta Smith over, Christian Watson over, Josh Jacobs over receiving yards, Saquon Barkley over receptions. The room had a nice little night. And so you know what that means, though.
That means
they're going to go over.
Yep, and that means we clean up on the sharp quote side. Because we get all the insights here over at BetMGM, and we share them with you. So if you listen to the show, you're probably going to make some money. Coming up on the other side, Brian Daboll not making any more money from the Giants, at least going forward. He got fired. What is next for that New York team? And who could be potentially taken over next season? We'll talk through that next here on Bet Starts with Kate Constable and Jake Hassan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jake Hassan, Kate Constable here with you on Bet Sweats today. Sam and Joe have the morning off, but they will be back here tomorrow with you for the remainder of the week. So you get to put up with me and Jake for a couple hours here. We're going to talk about the Giants firing Brian Daboll. We'll get into some college football talk later on in the show, some Heisman looks, and then, of course, a early look at week 11, some lines that we think you might want to jump on early before those shift later in the week. Jake, I don't think it came as a massive surprise to anyone that follows the NFL that Brian Daboll was on the hot seat from the jump. I mean, he was on the hot seat going back to last season. Some people wondered if he'd even be the head coach starting this year. But two, that he was on the hot seat pretty much after every game this year. And after you lose your fourth straight in the manner that they did against the Bears on Sunday, blowing a fourth quarter lead, Jackson Dart leaves with a concussion. Brian Daboll officially out in New York.
I was told Jackson Dart was going to save Brian Daboll's job. What do you mean, Kate? I was told that Jackson Dart was the savior of New York football.
Well, he is when he's on the field.
I was told that this Giants team was plucky and they'd be fun and you'd be able to bet on them. No, it's not Jackson Dart's fault. Obviously, he leaves the game with a concussion. Kate, I don't know what your viewing experience was for the Bears on Sunday. I was at a friend's house. He had people over, had like a mini tailgate, but we were watching the game, a bunch of us. And the second that, like, you could feel the nervous energy in the room. Like, a bunch of Bears fans, we expect disappointment. And we're sitting there, and Jackson Dart leaves the game. The second that Russell Wilson came in the game, there was like a collective exhale from the room. And I go, oh, the Bears just win now. Like, the Bears just win. And that's exactly what happened. It's not Jackson Dart's fault that he got concussed for what, the fourth time he's been evaluated for a concussion this year? By the way, didn't even start until a couple of weeks into the season. So I hope he's okay. Obviously, you wish the best for him. But yeah, I mean, Daboll was always on the hot seat, like you said. Like, coming into the year, this was very shaky ground that he was already standing on. Giants fans were upset that he didn't get fired at the end of last year. They gave him one last go. But for me, Kate, the biggest story is they're really going to let Joe Shane do this again? Like, they're going to let him lead this search again? Sure, I guess. This is famously the guy who was on camera having his child, his young son, say, hey, Dad, you should draft Jaden Daniels. And then he didn't. So I know Giants fans are upset about that. Obviously, being the board op for also You Better You Bet, which famously is hosted by mega Giants fan Nick Kostos. You can imagine how that went yesterday to open the show. But I think he was right. Like, Joe Shane has kind of screwed this up every step of the way. And now they're going to say, hey, no, you know what? Have another crack at it. And you know what this is going to lead to, because we've seen this in Chicago how many times. It's going to be an extension for Joe Shane at the end of the season, because they're going to want to align the GM and the coach and Jackson Dart in year two. Okay, best of luck.
I think that just resets the Giants up for the same type of failure that they've had over and over and over again. If you're going to make a move for the head coach to be gone, and maybe, I mean, that probably was the right move. Daboll's record, 21-14-1 as a head coach since 2022. You look at that and like, okay, yeah, that's a winning record, but he had one good season. He's won two games all year. Won three games last year. Like, it has not been a good run for Brian
Daboll. Ever since they won that playoff game, it's been downward trajectory.
Exactly.
Like, it started really good, and ever since it's just been...
That was great sound effects.
Thank you.
So, I completely agree with you. Joe Shane has to go. Like, you have to get rid of both. You have to basically clean house altogether, because otherwise you're letting the same person that's made these mistakes, that's resulted in poor coaching and poor decision-making on the field, poor X's and O's, which has resulted in, again, losing records, make the decisions to bring in the next head coach. Why do you trust Joe Shane to make these types of decisions? That's what I don't understand, when he hasn't proven that he's made the right moves. And now, I know there was talk like, okay, they like what he's done drafting with this young core, Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo. Sure, those are two great players. Abdul Carter. Great, right?
Like, Malik Nabers.
You're still not winning football games. So like something has to change there. It's like you go in to get a wart burned off and you only burn off half the wart. You still have part of the wart, right? A graphic, but like that's what this essentially is.
I don't know if I needed that at 8:26 Central Time in the morning this morning, Kate. I wasn't expecting a wart reference, but sure.
A way to explain it, and that's for some reason that's the only thing I came up with.
Here's an easy one. You go in to get a haircut, you only get half your haircut. Half your head looks insane. Like, it's right there. That's an easy one.
Okay.
Wart
okay,
talk. That's what you get on Bet Sweats when you have Kate Constable, Jake Hassan. Wart analogies. That's what everybody wants, right?
Well, hey, okay. So Brian Zabel was half the wart. Joe Shane is the other half. You got to get rid of the full wart if you want to have your warts gone.
I've always said that too when it comes to burning your warts off. You're right though. It's clearly some like I don't say that Joe Shane, like, because like you said, he's made some decent picks. Now, did some of them fall into his life? Like, obviously you were going to take Abdul Carter in that spot at the top of the draft. Same thing with Malik Nabers. Seems like you hit on Jackson Dart trading back into the first round for him in this past draft. Maybe that works out. We'll see. But so far, he definitely has shown flashes of maybe being the guy. Now it's just you got to pair him with the right coach. And I guess I struggle to say this because I don't want to say credit where it's due, because it's not a ton of credit, because look what just happened. You just fired the guy. But back to what we were saying of it started really good. I mean, does everyone remember that Giants-Titans game and Brian Dable's debut where he went for two at the end of the game instead of going for the kick of the PAT and the tie? And it worked out and the Giants won that game and they won a playoff game. Like it worked out really well at the start. And then I don't know how it fell apart so catastrophically, but at least to start, it looked like something good. I don't know where they went wrong, but maybe that gives you some kind of hope that maybe it was more about Dable and not about Shane. I don't know. The only thing that we do know is that this Giants team is going to be pretty bad probably for at least a couple more years.
Well, also, like, what do you make of Daniel Jones leaving the Giants and now being great in Indianapolis? Like, does that go to coaching in New York? Does that fall on Dable? I think it mostly has to. Dable was kind of famous for being great with Josh Allen and developing Josh Allen with the Bills. So I don't necessarily
know.
But
now, in hindsight, that argument too, is Josh Allen just awesome? Was it really Dable, or was Josh Allen always going to kind of be this guy? It just, there was a loading phase, if you will.
Yeah, that could be too.
I mean, to answer your question about Daniel Jones, though, like, I think two things can be true, because we did see have Daniel Jones have a little bit of success in New York, and that did happen a little bit. But then also, I think maybe we killed Shane Steichen a little bit too much too early, and maybe we were ready to put dirt on that coffin a little bit too soon. Maybe the Colts and Shane Steichen just had an Anthony Richardson problem, and now that he has an actual quarterback that can, you know, throw the forward pass on time, now you're kind of seeing what that is. And of course, Jonathan Taylor looking like Jonathan Taylor again definitely helps your situation. The guys in the MVP conversation is probably going to win Offensive Player of the Year. But I think both things can be true. Like, I don't think Daniel Jones, like, if you sent him to Arizona, it would be this. I think it helps that he's with a good coach who knows how to coach him in Indianapolis, is in a good situation with a running game and a defense that complements and some decent receivers. Whereas New York, it was kind of a garbage fire when he was there. And then they started adding like Nabers and Carter and these guys after the fact. I think both things can be true. I don't know if the Daniel Jones, quote unquote, it's a visual show, that's why you should be watching on Twitch, because air quotes, the Daniel Jones emergence, breakthrough, whatever you want to call it, I don't know if it's all because Daniel Jones had all this hidden potential that suddenly is coming through. I think it's kind of being coached to the surface a little bit with Steichen. But, I mean, Dable definitely didn't help.
No, certainly did not help whatsoever. Some candidates that are being thrown around, and these are just names that have been tossed around within the media to be hired as the next head coach in New York. Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, after what he's done this year with Sam Darnold in that offense, looks great, right? Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, and then Dart's college coach, good old Lane Kiffin over at LSU.
Stop it.
That's being thrown around within media circles. I'm not an NFL insider. I'm not talking to these people. I'm just reading what the insiders are saying. I mean, they're like, of course that's going to be at least a phone call. I think if anything, Lane Kiffin is out the door for LSU, not going to the Giants. Plus, what coach wants to go to the Giants knowing you're more than likely going to fail because the ownership from top to bottom is the problem, and that isn't being changed at all.
How great of a position is Lane Kiffin in, though? Because if you have LSU calling, and Ole Miss obviously wants to keep you if they can, and then you have an NFL team, and not just any NFL, like a major market NFL team, the New York Football Giants, hitting your line saying, hey, You want to take the big job? You want to take an office up here? And now Lane can just go to LSU or Ole Miss and say, you see that phone number? That's John Mara calling me, offering me boofu bucks. Hey, let's go. I'll stay at Ole Miss or I'll go to LSU. Or as Zach puts it, I'll go to Florida. But you better be ready to back up that Brinks truck, buddy, because otherwise I'll go to New York City. Or I guess rather the Meadowlands, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, I would love to be in Lane Kiffin's position right now. Having lots of people bid on me. Unfortunately, that's not the case for me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Why would happen?
Yeah, it is what it is. So we'll see. I've also heard Steve Spagnuolo, Lou Anarumo, those names thrown around. I don't know. There's a lot that the Giants have to sort out with their next head coach and making sure they get the right person in the building, because you do have a young quarterback that has shown that he can compete extremely well in this league and has a bright future ahead of him. So got to be conscientious of that. Going forward, being conscientious of next week, Giants play they're at home. They welcome the Packers, a Packers team that's coming off of two straight losses. Jake, Packers are 7-point favorites. Can you lay it with the Packers on the road, or is this a coach-fired bump spot for the New York Giants?
Well, here, let's play Jakey and Kate narratives here. Let's play the narratives. Well, on one side, you have the fired coach. Yeah, Jakey narratives.
Oh, is that a bit that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, a soft launch, apparently not well-received. We'll kill it immediately. But the boy being like, you have the fired coach bounce on one hand for the Giants, but you also have the bounce-back spot, the can't-lose spot for the Packers. Which one do you go with, Kate? Do they cancel out? Is it like PEMDAS? I don't know. My initial lean, though, my hashtag lean, has to be the Packers, right? Like, you believe in the bounce-back spot, the can't-lose spot, Bell. But, like, you believe in that way more than you believe in the fired coach. Like, especially if this is Russell Wilson, does this number get to 10?
That's the issue for the Giants. Like, yeah, coach fired bump, sure, whatever. But you still have Russell Wilson as your quarterback. I would feel more comfortable with Jameis Winston in there. Like, I would be more inclined to bet on the Giants with Jameis Winston than I would with Russell Wilson. Like, Russ came into that game against the Bears and was awful.
So apparently Jackson Dart is officially diagnosed with a concussion, so that probably means he's not going to play this week.
Especially with this being his, like, fourth concussion protocol that he's been in. I think the Giants would be stupid. Your season's over. Right. You've won two games. Don't rush the kid back. Think long term.
I agree with you. So this is probably a Russell Wilson number at 7. Is it long enough? Like, is 7 enough? Should it be 8, 9, 10, God
save. I'm looking at a 7.5. It's 7.5 right now over at BetMGM. So you're getting over that field goal. I mean, over that touchdown.
I am dying for Jameis Winston to be announced as a starter, Kate, because you know the room will bet Jameis Winston at more than a touchdown immediately. And at that point, and maybe even some sharp people would bet Jameis Winston, because you're right, he is better than Russell Wilson. So if that number gets inside a 7 with Jameis Winston, I'm betting the hell out of the Packers immediately. Like, they probably win by double digits anyway, but if it's Jameis Winston, the room will be all over the Giants come Friday, and I will be very excited. And even with Russell Wilson, the guy's got nothing. There's nothing in the tank, especially it'll be a cold, windy day in November in New York against that defense, against Micah Parsons. I definitely lean Packers. Maybe they're a teaser leg. You tease them down to 1 or 2, and you just go with that. Maybe that's just the easiest plan of attack here.
Yeah, that actually is not a bad bad idea. I mean, regardless of who is quarterbacking for the Giants on Sunday, you don't have anyone to throw to. Like, really?
Yes. It's also a problem.
Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson, like, they've stepped up when they've had to, but, like, you don't have an offense. And I guess with the Packers' lack of offense last night, maybe they don't have one either. But I would certainly choose the Packers over the Giants any day of the week. It's just, can we get to that 7.5? We'll continue to talk through week 11 early lines in the NFL. More games coming up on the other side. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Just a couple of days from now, we kick things off with Thursday Night Football between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. Patriots, 11.5-point favorites. No surprise there. They're coming off a massive win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield. And the Patriots have now won, what, like 7 straight here? I did not have that in my bingo card going into the season. Thought they'd be better under Vrabel, but 7 straight wins. Now especially beating a team like the Bucs. Before, they hadn't really played anyone all that difficult. Yes, they had that good win over the Bills. We'll give them credit for that. But watching them go into Tampa Bay and beating a Bucs team was very impressive. So, number of divisional matchups coming up this week. Chicago Bears are heading to Minneapolis to take on the Vikings. We have Steelers, Bengals. Not that that's going to be like a must-see TV, although Joe Burrow.
Clear your schedule for that one.
Could be coming back at some point in the near future. He's been cleared to practice, that 21-day practice window now open. And then the Bucks and the Bills. I think that's going to be an awesome game. That's in the early slate right now. Bills, 5.5-point favorites at home coming off that loss. So, Jake, where do you want to start in week 11? Anything catch your eye?
I do want to start because you mentioned Joe Burrow. Did you see the viral tweet yesterday of the person who, after the announcement was made that Burrow was returning to practice or that he was going to return to practice shortly, somebody quote tweeted the press release with, "Is now a good time to admit that I hired an Etsy witch to heal Joe Burrow's injury?" And with a video of the Etsy witch doing like her whole scenario, whatever ritual, I guess, with the candles and everything. Did you see that? It was crazy.
I did not. So you can off of Etsy, like the website that makes like crocheted things and
this is a big thing in the internet streets over the last I want to say 6 months, maybe a year. Yeah, people will find witches, quote unquote, visual show, by the way, air quotes, quote unquote, witches on Etsy, hire them, and then say, can you put a curse on my ex? Can you heal? Can you put, people did it to, in the baseball playoffs, people did it to the Mariners. People did it to the Yankees and are tweeting their receipts of these Etsy receipts to blah, blah, blah in backwoods Carolina of $50, $100 to put a curse or to heal Joe Burrow's injury, apparently. This is a huge thing. People do this all the time. I shouldn't say all the time, but it's become way more popular, especially in the internet streets.
I apparently have been living under a rock because I have not heard of this. Gertch throws in the chat, thank you, Gertch, a definition. An Etsy witch is a practitioner. Do you have a degree, practitioner, who sells spells and other metaphysical services through the online marketplace Etsy? My goodness, that's what the world is coming to. So have these spells worked? I suppose Mariners are out of the playoffs. The Yankees got bounced early. Maybe we got to start. Jake, maybe we got to get ourselves an Etsy witch.
You want to
do some research and look into that for us? I'll fund. You do the legwork.
Could think of a couple uses for an Etsy witch's curse lately, but no, I see people on Twitter saying that they have their exes get cursed by an Etsy witch, or there was one girl who said she hired an Etsy witch to put a love spell on her crush and it worked, and it was wild. Oh, now of course it's the internet, don't believe everything you read. People could be very much making stuff up, but it's very funny.
That stuff is just wild to me. Wild. All right. Well, we'll see if there's a curse to heal Joe Burrow if he comes back at any point this season.
Get ruled out.
If he looks pretty good. The Bengals have an uphill climb to make the playoffs right now. So they could certainly use him back. But that's kind of the Bengals' MO the last couple of years is claw your way back in late in the season, see if you can get into the mix, and ultimately fall a little short. So,
Then Zach Taylor just keeps his job again because he went to the Super Bowl that one time.
Yeah, it's not his fault. Joe Burrow gets that. It's the front office's fault for not building a better offensive line. Let's be real on whose fault that is, right?
Right. It's a fair point. I mean, I'm not sure Zach Taylor is a great head coach, but. Yeah, fair point. Fair counter.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a witch that's allowing Zach Taylor to keep his job.
Zach Taylor's got a witch on retainer to not get fired. Dang, we should try that.
Oh, man. Okay. Bills, Bucks. I'm not impressed with the Bills right now.
Why? Because they got their asses handed to them by the Dolphins?
Yeah. Yes, that is precisely one of the reasons. But the Bills have not beaten any good teams this year. You lost to the Patriots. You lost to the Falcons on the road. I mean, are the Falcons a good football team? I don't think you can put them in that category. They're way too inconsistent. Yes, the Chiefs win was great. That was a good win at home, 28-21. You beat Patrick Mahomes. That defense is great again this year. Your win against the Ravens, you won. You got the W. You shouldn't have won that game, really. I mean, the Ravens collapsed in the fourth, and the Bills played one great quarter. I love Josh Allen. I will always be a Josh Allen fan because I think he's great both on the field and off. But so far, this Bills team has not been playing well right now. And for a team that's won the division how many years in a row, they're plus 190 right now. Pats minus 235.
This was the first game that caught my eye too, because as somebody that's been betting the Bucks pretty consistently all year long, including this past week when that was not a whole lot of fun against the Patriots laying the 2.5, thought we got a good number inside of 3 and you just lose. But also the Bucks, I got to know what the injury report is. You got to see if Bucky Irving or Chris Godwin or anybody comes back to practice this week. It looks like Godwin's going to be out for a while, but we'll see what happens with Irving and some of these other injuries. Feels like And this is not to say that Baker Mayfield is bad or that Baker Mayfield is backsliding, but like, it feels like some of the magic from earlier in the season is maybe starting to wear off. Some of that luck from these last second wins early in the season when Baker was in the MVP conversation and should we be buying Bucks futures? It feels like some of that shine has sort of worn off. Not to say that the Bucks are a bad team or they can't win a playoff game, but I feel like we have to reevaluate. And when we see a number inside of six or inside of three, we don't have to immediately go, just bet the Bucks automatic, especially against a Bills team that, yeah, they just got beat by the Dolphins. And that was very embarrassing for them, especially as somebody that laid the Bills. It was not a good NFL week for me, Kate. Let's just get
me
that
too.
Out there.
It was, yeah, I was on the Bills too, and that was just
Saturday. Saturday was way more fun than Sunday as far as the slips went. But anyway, I digress. Because it's kind of a bounce back spot for both teams. So I feel like it's just all things being equal, which team is better? And especially given the injuries, I do think it's the Bills. And inside of six, I think I'm leaning with Buffalo here, especially at home.
I kind of do. Two, them playing at home,
the weather going to be
kind of tips the scale for me a little bit. And you're right, like good point about the Bucks early season wins. I mean, you had what, like the first three games of the season, you were just sneaking by those teams, fourth quarter comebacks, even that game against the Seahawks in what was that week five?
Yeah. Well, that felt like where things peaked, like that Seahawks when everyone was like, this is it, the Bucks are real, and it's kind of been ever since then.
Yep, and looking at their wins early on in the season, like the wins against the Falcons, is that a great win? No, I don't think the Falcons are a great football team.
I don't know what the Falcons
are. Texans, like you beat the Texans by one on the road. You needed another last second miracle. The Texans offense stinks, although, I mean, what happened on Sunday, Texans and Jags, that was wild. The Jets are a gross team. Like, you don't really have any big marquee wins. Sure, you beat the 49ers. That's a good win, but the 49ers have been so banged up all season. The Seahawks win, you got to give them credit for that because you were in Seattle for that, and this Seahawks team is legit. So, early on, I do lean towards the Bills, despite them being a team that I haven't really been able to trust much this year. But bounce back spot after an embarrassing loss. You're back at home. You're the healthier team. I think we go with the Bills -5.5 as an early look there. Bears and Vikings in Minnesota. Vikings beat the Bears week one thanks to an immaculate fourth quarter by... You know what? The win-loss column says they did. If you watch the game on the field, Vikings were terrible for three quarters. J.J. McCarthy came alive in the fourth, but you have to give them credit for that. The Bears collapsed down the stretch. So far, I guess ever since that, it's kind of been the opposite where the Bears come alive big time in the fourth quarter and Caleb Williams is the savior. But going on the road, that's a tough place to play. Now, we said that last week before the Ravens, but... I think the Ravens are a better football team.
And the Ravens beat the Bears. The Bears, this is their test because Minnesota is much tougher to play than Cincinnati or than to play at home against the Giants. I mean, they played at the Lions, but look what happened in that game. They got beat by 30. So I'm a little, as a Bears fan, I'm a little bit nervous for this game. I was saying to you, I think this, though, is going to be what the Bears do. And I've been saying it, since yesterday. I think the Bears are just going to do this where they rip off a bunch more wins. They beat the Giants. They're going to get revenge against the Vikings. They exorcise the ghost and the demons of Aaron Rodgers' past. And Black Friday against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, you just get curb stomped. So I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I would take the 3.5 with the Bears mostly because this team is much better than they were in week one. They've started to put it together. You can see how things are starting to coalesce for the Bears. Still not entirely sure what J.J. McCarthy is. I think he's at least halfway decent. I think he can even be pretty good. Give the Vikings the bump for being at home, and it's going to be loud, and it's going to be chaotic in there. But I think +3.5. I think the Bears can cover. I'll have a little sprinkle on the money line as well.
Yeah, getting over that hook is important for Chicago, that 3.5, if there are any out there. I'm looking at some threes right now. But getting that 3.5 would be great. I would certainly be on the Bears if that happens. All right, coming up on the other side, we have Isaac Trotter joining us to talk a little college basketball. I got a great slate today. That's coming up next here on Bet Sweats.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.